DBCA US LLC.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
If you're a business out there, you want to save money, who doesn't want to save money? Trut LED has partnered with Duke Power. That's exactly what you're going to do. They're going to find ways to help you with your business, find ways to save you money, A, on your initial purchase of LED tube lights, high bay light fixtures, parking pole light fixtures, 6-inch down lights, B, by saving you money on your power bill. This is great. This is exactly what you need to be thinking about. It's our friends at Krut LED. It's K-R-U-T-L-E-D. Because they're a midstream channel partner, they give you upfront rebates on 25 different products for commercial use. Your employees have no, it won't be buzzing in there. Your employees will see better. You're going to love it. Your customers will see better. Just so many different ways they can save. 401-8506 Krut LED, KRUTLED.com. Go see them right off of exit 19B, right beside Jay Peters. Check them out online. You're going to love that. Let's get to some phone calls here in this segment. 654 Roar on a Friday. Hope everybody's getting ready for a great early July 4th weekend. Orange and Wright is in Anderson, South Carolina. Good morning, Orange and Wright. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you guys, Mickey?
Man, we're great. Couldn't be better.
Good. I remember reading an article years ago, and I believe it was probably Larry Williams who wrote it, and he was talking about Jeff Scott had two recruits tell him that they had chose Auburn because the players' apartments were the nicest that they visited. And I remember that Jeff Scott, I think the coaches had got together with Coach Malzahn's staff over there at Auburn, and so he kind of snuck off during a break to the players' dorms and he found two players, and they didn't know who he was, and so he just asked, you know, can I look at y'all's dorm? And he went inside and the players' apartment, and he took pictures of it. And he come back to Clemson and said, this is what we need to upgrade. So I think Clemson does a great job, you know, listening to the recruits and knowing what they're looking for and then seeing where they have glaring differences with other schools. But even though we're lower on this list, you know, they stay on top of what needs to be updated.
Yeah, I remember that. I forgot about it until you said something about it. And it's typical of Jeff Scott being on top of it. And really, I mean, let's face it, Orange and Wright, Clemson's not hurting in football. They very seldomly, as Dabo Swinney told, no on anything that he wants. That's not the issue, and it won't be the issue as long as they continue to produce the revenue they produce in football. I think that where you'll see a difference is in those Olympic sports. Is in a sports of where you'll see, you know, other schools spending extravagant amounts of money on programs that don't make any money. You know, that's one thing about that. That it's hard to swallow is a cross country team. I take an example of it. You know, Clemson has a really good indoor track here. I go to an indoor track meet this year, and Southern Cal brings about, I don't know, maybe 30 athletes. Now they fly them over for 4 or 5 days from Southern Cal. You know, and so, and now they're a national championship track program. Don't get me wrong. That's how that works. And Southern Cal doesn't produce the revenue that Clemson does. I don't know if they reported it because they're a private school. But anyway, the point is that, you know, if you're in track and field and Southern Cal's recruiting, say, man, we fly all over the country and your budget, your travel budget is just better. Your assistant coach's budget is better. Your recruiting budget is just better. It's not just football Clemson won't hurt in, but it's the other sports that certainly is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. One more question about college football, Mickey. Since college football has expanded to the 14 playoff, and most of the time the teams who make the playoff, you know, if they compete in a conference championship game, we haven't seen a team go 15-0 yet. I know it's hard to win every game, especially when you keep adding games to the schedule. You think we'll ever see a Power 5 conference team win all 15 games and claim the championship with this 14 playoffs. And I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you, Orange and Wright. I appreciate the phone call. I think we will. It's extremely difficult to do. Remember this. You got to stay healthy. You have to be lucky. You have to, you know, it's a scheduling issue. You got to, you know, not play juggernauts every single week. A lot of things have to go right in there. It is a really, really, really long season. But the number one way to do that is you have to be so much better than everybody, not everybody's schedule, but so much better than so many teams on the schedule to where you can afford a C-minus or D-plus game and still get it done. Part of it, when I say lucky, let's say this, Mr. Or 24. Let me give you the game where, like Clemson last year against Syracuse. Syracuse played their A game. Clemson played their D game and got beat, right? And it was a close game, 27-24. Close
sure,
game.
Sure.
So, you know, had you done that, you know, you still got beat by Alabama. Georgia's a good example of it. You know, Georgia last year, I should make sure I'm saying this. What if Georgia's loss last year was to Auburn when they got punked against Auburn? They didn't play very well in that one. Alabama's loss was to Auburn as well. They didn't play very well in that one. But Alabama last year could have. Well, let me give you a better example of it. Let me give you an example. Let's say Georgia would have beat Auburn the first time. Georgia had a game which they beat Notre Dame 20-19. What if Georgia was, well, would have played that game they played against Auburn against Notre Dame? That would have been another loss in there. You know, you're going to play your C game a couple times. Hopefully you don't play your D game. Your B game, your A game. You're not going to play A game every single week. You played your A game against Auburn the second time. You didn't play it the first time your A game. You played your A game probably at Georgia against Florida last year, but you didn't play your A game against South Carolina. Had your A game against Tennessee last year, probably didn't have your A game against Notre Dame. So a lot of it is, man, you got to match up. Sometimes, hey, man, our bad games, we're just that much better than the opponent. You don't need your A game if you're Georgia to beat Austin Peay or Missouri or Vanderbilt or Massachusetts or Georgia Tech. You know, teams like that. I hate saying teams like that for Georgia Tech. But you see what I'm saying? Like, they can play very average, even below average for them, and still win the game. So you got to be lucky through those 15 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy. It's going to happen at some point in time. But so far, no one's done it yet. The Florida State team of
2014, 13.
They would have gone 15-0, 20-0, 25-0, 35, because they were just better than everybody. Wasn't even close. Best team we've seen in college football in the last, since 2001, Miami team.
I remember.
That team, no one, the only team that stayed within double digits was Auburn in the national championship game.
Oh, man, we just got torched in that game.
Yeah.
You say the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Watch them celebrate on our field.
Mm.
Can I make a non-sports take just quickly?
Yeah.
Last night I've done it. I've done it already this morning. Pray for the victims and the families all going on up in Annapolis. And I turn on, I normally watch the Golf Channel here or ESPN here, but I've turned on CBS this morning, CBS News this morning, and they're showing this mugshot of this shooter. And they've shown it already 15 times in the first 12 minutes of the coverage of what happened up there. Years ago in sporting events, in soccer and in football and in baseball, we stopped showing streakers. I think the streaker numbers, and the 70s, man, everybody streaked. You know, like people just ran across fields naked. Because you get on TV. Hey, watch this. Hey, you watch the game tonight. I'm going to do this.
You one of those people?
No.
No.
They stopped. They just would cut away to something else. Cut away just to show the announcers then. Okay, we got something going on the field now. But they don't even talk about it. Remember the show the victims' faces, yes. But there's websites out there and there's community out there, people who are now glorifying this guy. I'm going to be the next guy. He got 5. I'm going to get 10. This guy did this. I'm going to take, you know. We got to stop putting those people's pictures up there and making them famous for a day. I think that it won't stop it. But at least this guy won't have the attention that we're giving him right now. this animal won't have attention that we're getting right now. Anyway, we'll get back to sports. I can't wait for a break so I can get up. And I don't have a remote here, remote control here. It's like the old days. I gotta go up and change it with my hand.
Gotta go up there.
But I can't wait to get it off this garbage of seeing that guy's face and get back to seeing Tiger Woods miss putts. Mm. Did you watch it yesterday?
I kept up with it yesterday. I was watching England-Belgium like we had talked about, but I kept up with it on Twitter. Saw a couple of highlights of replays of him missing putts within 10 feet, 6 feet, 7 feet.
He did putt it great. It was his driver yesterday, driver in 3-wood yesterday, and even a bad iron shot or two yesterday. It wasn't the putter that cost him yesterday. The golf course is extremely...
He had a double at 6?
Yeah, he had an awful tee shot at 6. Like, it didn't go 100 yards, maybe.
Double at 6, and then he birdied, 2 birdies on the back 9.
Yeah.
And finished even par yesterday.
Hey, bogey free, man. Bogey free, but he had a double. he's tied for 48th. The golf course is extremely difficult. This was the hardest non-golf or non-major golf tournament last year. So, T48, that's not terrible. You know who tied him yesterday? Doc Redman. Good job, Doc. So the putter's back in the bag for a little bit. We'll see. He'll eventually go back to Scotty Cameron. We'll see through all that. You know,
he mentioned it's on the bench and he'll go back eventually, but now it was time for a change.
I had a roommate when I lived down in Hilton Head. And great guy, good player. And he was he played right-handed but putted left-handed. And he had what we call a bullseye putter. Bullseye putter, one like you kind of use that putt, you could putt with either side, left hand or right hand. Mm-hmm. And he had this bullseye putter. And whenever he would be putting really good, you know, he was all fired and would putt better. He would putt bad every once in a while. We were riding a golf cart. And he would drag that putter to the next tee on the cart path. And it was getting beat up, like bounced around, right? And I've seen him do this on multiple times. And he would look at it and go, "You see how this works? When you make putts, you ride in a bag. When you miss them, you get drugged. It's up to you. It's up to you." The point is that sometimes you have to bench your putter. Sometimes the putter just needs to stay at home and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had the situations where you messed up as a kid and your brothers and sisters got to go to the music park or got to go to the whatever, and like you had to stay at home, your own restriction, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your putter stays at home while the other kids go play.
I've benched many a hockey sticks before.
Right.
You know, this certain twig doesn't have it. Until it wants to behave, it can sit in the locker room. We're not using it today.
Right. You got to look at something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. It's a big golf weekend this weekend. You don't care about it, I know, but you've got the senior tour, and it's not even senior tour anymore. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. These guys are playing hard. U.S. Senior Open. Jerry Kelly, who's number one on the money list. He's number one player now. Jerry Kelly, 4 under par. He's got a 2-shot lead over, among others, Rocco Media, Miguel Hanehamena.
Where's your boy...
Jay Haas is, by the way, even par.
No.
Tie for ninth.
Where's what's his face? Bernhard Langer.
Bernhard. I think shot 2 over yesterday. Let me see.
Yeah,
Bernhard, 2 over.
Bernhard stinks.
T26.
Bernhard stinks.
The big news is the guy that qualified with me, Jack Hall, shot 76 yesterday. He's T81.
You could have shot 76 yesterday.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, man. It's tough. Chris Patton.
Why is it tough? It's the same golf you've been playing recently here. You've been shooting well.
Golf course is way more difficult. Chris Patton.
Put the ball in the hole.
11 over par, 81.
Easy as that.
T134.
Who's the cruise, Chris Patton?
Former Clemson player.
That's right. We talked about it yesterday.
Paul Simpson, really, really good local player here. 82. T139 right now. And I hate to report this to you. Smoltzy. John Smoltz, 85 yesterday.
T150.
You know what, though, man? Good for him, dude. Man, good for him. The guy gets to play in a major championship. Good for him. And you know what? He'll play again. Good.
What was the low score of the day?
67, 4 under par, Jerry Kelly. LPGA Tours at the third major, Sung Hung Park shot 66 yesterday. Has a one-shot lead over J. Marie Green and Jessica Korda. The Korda sisters are really good. Come on, man. Brooke Henderson's shot. We played well yesterday. Come on, man. And then Tiger. So, Michelle Wee yesterday shot one under. It's not bad. Being disrespectful. It's a good golf weekend. Austin Ernst, by the way, local player. Two over yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah. She's from Seneca. Know her dad.
Nice job. Very Seneca well. Action.
Good. Really, really, really good player.
You got to love Seneca, South Carolina.
Love it. Love it. Josh Williams is going to join us after a break. I need for you to find out what happened at 7-Eleven this morning.
I mean, I'll try. Again, for you folks out there, 7-Eleven in Clemson, currently closed. Some things going on. Taped off, police cars.
It didn't look good.
Wouldn't say you're getting your morning coffee there this morning.
About seven cop cars.
Yeah.
And can I just make a blanket statement? Clemson Police Department, I know two or three or four of those guys, including the captain. I was getting, man, those are good people. And
yeah.
They work their butts off, and they are very, very good at their job. And so we're in good, safe hands there. Or those are brave men.
Give them some space and patience and let them do their job this morning.
Right. No doubt about that. Be careful if you're coming over that way. All right. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get in touch with them, 404-8158. 404-8158.
58.
CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. If you have never seen the garage floors, go to their social media, their Facebook stuff. Just go to their website, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, and see the garage floors and what it looks like. So great friends there that have awesome product. And you know what? They could have very easily just sat back and rested up on their laurels, but this product, they keep getting better and better and better and better, and they keep improving it. This is my second garage floor because I changed colors, and quite frankly, my second one's better than my first one because they just keep improving it. Don't move a finger. Let them do everything for you. Get a free estimate. No obligation deal. Call Tim Worley today. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158. We'll take a break. Josh Williams is going to be here. We're talking college football schedules. He's going to give us an idea of the 10 easiest non-conference schedules in the country. Also, ACC and SEC teams against the spread the last 10 years. We'll get both those two when you return for more after this.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the Winkle troubles down the drain.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. Big Zack's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zack's Fireworks.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all that worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with LightStream. With LightStream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with LightStream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because LightStream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With LightStream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Granger Nissan out of Anderson. Just want to talk to you. They want to meet you, talk to you, show you. They're obviously they're very proud of their 432 vehicles right now. 432. New, used, certified pre-owned. And we're talking about anything that you could be looking for any member of your family. Any model, any make. Any category. Get in touch with them. They'd love for you to come by and see them. They're proud of the 17th Sentra for less than $14,000 right now. Proud of the brand new Altima for $7,000 off MSRP right now. Proud of that Rogue special right now, $6,000 off MSRP with 2017 Rogue. Got a lot of great things going on right now. So the certified pre-owned stuff, this great inspection stuff they do with the warranty coverage and the inspection and the certified benefits, Carfax report, they've got all that. So get in touch with our good friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. They're located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. The number there, 324-0650. If you're not from the area, search them online first. And who knows, man, you can buy a car online. They'd love to do that. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Our good friend Josh Williams joins us now. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You have intrigued me. I want to talk the scheduling. We've been trying to get the scheduling stuff in for a couple of weeks now, but you intrigued me with a topic this morning, and I wanted to get into this because I really don't know the answer to this. The ACC and SEC teams against the spread in the last decade. You caught my attention with this one.
Yeah, it doesn't always line up, as easy as you think the best team's going to be the best team against the spread. It's kind of, you can kind of think of it as the against the spread performance is kind of what they do against expectation, you know, what they do perform against the number. Just off the top of your head, you'd probably think somebody like, you know, Virginia Tech or somebody like that would be at the top, but they're actually at the bottom. So the best team in the conference actually against the spread the last decade is Duke, a little over 58%. It goes all the way down to the worst team being Pittsburgh. You know, it's a smaller sample size, but, you know, since they joined the conference in 2013, you know, they're only 44%. You know, with Clemson, they're actually number four. They're a little above 50%. They've been pretty consistent year to year, not too far above or below. You know, the main thing with Clemson there is that, you know, when they're favored by 20 points or more, which is being increasingly more likely these last few years, they're 10-21 against the spread. So you take out those games, you know, that's a lot better number. You know, there's basically at least more than half the conference is at least 500. You know, when you think about Miami the last decade, you know, they've been underperformed, so to speak, but they're exactly 500, 63-63-1. You know, they're exactly 500 as an underdog, and, you know, and when they're favored. So they're one, and you know, Florida State, you know, for instance, is even lower. They're 10th on the list. They're 63-66-2. So, you know, that they're one that also gets kind of saddled with the big spreads like Clemson does. You know, kind of when they play a conference team, you know, favored by 14 points or more, they're only 4-14 against the spread. So they're kind of saddled by that big number there as well. But the top five teams in the ACC against the spread since 2008 are Duke, Georgia Tech, NC State, Clemson, and Syracuse. But Syracuse's number has only been since they entered the league in 2013.
That's crazy. That's crazy to think about. I would have never guessed Duke. Does that say Cutcliffe does a better job with what he's got, or does that say there's our expectations for them? Is a combination of both?
I think a lot of it has to do with expectation. I'd have to go through and look, you know, I doubt they've been favored that many games.
I can look and see. Look, you know, do me this thing. Go down the whole conference of the ACC for me, if you had it
from 1 to 14.
Yes.
Yeah. Duke, Georgia Tech, NC State, Clemson, Syracuse, North Carolina, Boston College, Wake Forest, number 8, Miami, Florida State, Virginia Tech, Louisville, Virginia, and Pittsburgh.
All right, Duke, I know this. As a home underdog, Duke is 16-12-1, so that's 29 games. As a road underdog, there's 43 games. That is 72 games over the last 10 years, and they have played, let's see, here, six. They played 126 games. So they've been underdogs in more games than they've been favored in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think, yeah. Because they've only been favored as a road favorite only 9 times in 10 years. I looked this up when he sent the text to. Do you know how many times do you think Clemson's been an underdog in the last 10 years? Now, you got to remember, in that list, you've got the 2008 season, and you've got the Cole Stout year in there as well. How many times do you think Clemson's been an underdog?
12-15.
20. 2 times a year, Clemson's been an underdog. That includes all the bowl games. Remember the bowl games now.
Well, bowl games, they haven't been favored in, you know, 6 or 7 years.
Well, I know all 3 Alabamas, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and LSU. That's 7 straight games. Is that right? 1, 2, 3.
Actually, they probably haven't been favored in a bowl game since West Virginia.
Yeah, and got beaten that one. Now, I want to give you one even more amazing. Over the last 10 years, how many times do you think Alabama's been an underdog?
It's something little like 1 or 2.
2.
Yeah.
2 times. Isn't that crazy?
One of them was against Georgia in Athens, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I remember that.
And they crushed them.
And they blew them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Ohio State, 10 years, how many times do you think they've been an underdog?
That's probably somewhere between Alabama and Clemson. Clemson was 20.
Yeah.
I'll say 13.
12 times, very good. And you know, and me, one of the most amazing records is that Urban Meyer is 73-8, and two of the eight losses have been against Clemson. That's amazing to me. Do you have the SEC numbers for against the spread stuff?
Yep. And so run down from 1 to 14. Alabama, 78-60. They're at 56.5%. And then it goes Vandy, Missouri, Mississippi State, South Carolina at number 5, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
Isn't it crazy that Alabama is best against the spread, that Vanderbilt's the second best team in the SEC against the spread?
Yeah, Alabama, in that number. They're actually better against the spread on the road or neutral compared to at home.
Because the spreads are so big, right? Right.
Yeah. The spreads are so big at home. So they're only 35-34 at home, but they're 43-26 on the road or in neutral. And those non-conference games, which, they had, we'll get to again in a minute, but, Saban hasn't lost one of those since 2007. They're 15-6 against the spread outside of Tuscaloosa there in the non-conference games.
And now give me Clemson and South Carolina, their percentages.
They're pretty similar. South Carolina is 51.6%. Clemson's 52.6%.
So if you bet Clemson every single week, you lose.
Yeah, you need to be about 55%.
Right. So that's crazy to think about.
At least 55%.
Right. And I'll give you how
much. Looking at that SEC number, you look at that bottom half, it's littered with Florida, Georgia, LSU, Auburn, Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee being, next to last and only 45%.
What was the worst of the two conferences? What was the lowest percentage for both conferences?
Kentucky, basically 42%.
Crazy to think about.
But, Pittsburgh is the one that was the worst. In the ACC, it was 44%, but, that's only, five years of data. It's only been since 2013.
Right. I had someone ask how many times have the Gamecocks been underdogs. They've been underdogs the last 10 years, 47 times the last 10 years. So.
Yeah, South Carolina, that number, they're 31-20-2 against the spread as a dog. And even better when they're an underdog at home or on a neutral, they're 14-5-1.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, Texas makes a good point. That's if you bet the same units on Clemson every week, you'd lose because you got to win 55% if you're betting the same units.
Exactly.
Through all that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get to the scheduling stuff, but I only have about 3 minutes, and I'm still intrigued by this against the spread number. You say half the teams are above 50% in the ACC, or exactly half. Is that right? At 50% or above?
9 teams are 50% or better. Miami is 9th, and they're exactly 500.
All right. How many SEC teams are at 50% or better?
8.
Okay. And now, again, all it depends on what Vegas is saying about it, which is interesting.
If you look at it, obviously a lot of these teams cross over and play each other year to year. So ACC versus SEC in games there, the SEC is a little bit under 500. They're 49-52.
That's close. Just as a reference point here, Virginia has been a home dog 37 times and a road dog 45 times. So over the last 10 years, Virginia's been an underdog 82 times, and they've been a favorite 41 times. Or
yeah,
can't say it because
Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia, when they are favored at home in conference games, which doesn't happen a lot, they are 0-9-2.
What? Over the last 10 years, they haven't covered as a home favorite.
Has not covered as a home favorite in a conference game in the last 10 years.
Give me Clemson's all that other data you have there besides the overall number. If you got that. Do you have any other stuff?
Yeah, they're 20-24 against the spread on road or neutral sites. And then what I said earlier with the when they are a big favorite by 20 points or more, they're 10-21. One thing kind of interesting that stuck out to me was Syracuse. You know, most of this comes under Dino Babers, at least the last couple of years anyway. Under Dino Babers, who runs as quick a spread as you will see, the under is 12-3-1 in ACC games.
That's crazy. Just because the number's so high.
Yeah, so his totals are definitely inflated.
It's crazy to think about. I love that stuff, man. I think that's fascinating just to think about. Eventually, we'll get to the easiest schedules. And do it next week.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
It is basically we'll talk SEC football next week with the easiest out of conference schedules. We'll see how that works out. For.
You know, of the 10 on the list, there are three SEC teams on there, and one ACC team.
Texture just wrote in how interesting the segment is. How it's a great segment. You're the best, buddy. I can't thank you enough. Look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
All right. That's our good friend, Josh Williams. How about that, man? Alabama, no surprise, they're the best against the spread. A little surprise, Vanderbilt's the second best team in the SEC against the spread. So, good stuff there. Another text says, go another segment with J-Dub. Well, we'll save him. You gotta have you wanting a little bit more. Can't give it to you all right away, right off the bat. Those numbers matter, certainly matter, right? Zach Gorman, Store 24. Other number that matters, University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com. The number that matters right now, 784-3400. Hey, it is a very, very expensive endeavor now to try to find these new luxury living apartments and condos and townhomes and cottages. Well, it doesn't have to be because University Cottages in Ingles Crossing, they're doing an unbelievable job right now of giving you very, very affordable compared to everybody else. It's our great friends at University Cottages, universitycottages.com, 784-3400, universitycottages.com. Texas, got to keep that segment. Love that data. I do too. We'll do much more of that data. And look, he'll do it all throughout the year with the underdogs and against the spread and all that kind of stuff. We'll continue that, no doubt. Zach Gorman, Store 24. During the break, yesterday I read this article after the show. A Gamecock writer talked about how South Carolina is better than Clemson in three different areas, and I think it's brilliant. And so I want to get your thoughts on it. Did you see the article?
I thought it was a troll article.
No. This person's a football genius. We'll talk about it when we come back from after this.
Hey, Clemson football fans. This is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
The same family owned and operated Carolina Fireworks for 60 years. With the best prices, selection, colors, and the best explosions, Carolina Fireworks invites you to shop in air-conditioned comfort instead of suffering in the heat in some random parking lot. Tons of July 4th specials for you, Independence Day party, and a staff to help you find just what you need. Find Carolina Fireworks locations at carolinafireworks.net. See their main warehouse on Old Cedar Lane Road in Easley. Happy July 4th!
Hi, I'm Brian Murdoch, sales manager at Ed Murdoch Superstores. Let me tell you about our upcoming customer appreciation event. It's June 28th through the 30th, and we want to take an opportunity to thank our past and our future customers. Come in and register for great prizes. We'll be giving away like a Yeti cooler, flat screen TVs, and grills. Plus, on the 30th, we'll be grilling out the dealership for everyone. So please come by. It'll be our pleasure. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, we offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, and we have a ton of inventory for our hometown dealership. We have a tremendous amount of new and used vehicles, and hey, we want your trade-in, so bring it in and let's talk. Come see us at Ed Murdoch Superstores. We've been in business for almost 30 years, and I want to personally invite you to come by or go to edmurdochsuperstores.com and see how much you can save on your next vehicle. And check out our service department, parts, and our body shop. You'll be glad you did. Exit 173 off I-85 in beautiful Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. If you didn't buy it from Ed Murdoch's, you probably paid too much.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust, like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My hands on myself. Take off, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
I think that you still have another day to do this on Facebook and Instagram. Announcing today at noon is the mattress giveaway. The winner is going to get a free mattress of your choice from Engineered Sleep. You get a tour. You come in, let them design the perfect mattress for you. So go to their Facebook and Instagram. Costs nothing to enter to find out more. For our great friends at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. My mattress is made of, I didn't get enough sleep last night because I was doing brisket till 1 in the morning. First world problems. But go to the Facebook page or the Instagram account for Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. Do that because they're going to give it away today at noon. You aren't eligible, but man, that'd be nice.
What do you mean I'm not eligible? Why am I not eligible?
You're an employee of the station. Sorry. Sorry, dude.
My life will be sponsored by Engineered Sleep if they want to hook me up with a mattress.
Kevin Abel, two-hitter last night. How about that freshman for Oregon State throws a two-hitter last night, beats Arkansas 5-0. Their third College World Series. How does Oregon State win three College World Series since 2006? Got to give him credit, man.
Tough to be Arkansas this morning, huh?
One pop-up away.
Tough to be their first base and second base and a right fielder this morning.
One pop-up, a routine pop-up. How many pop-ups have they fielded in their life? Ever. Like ever, 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 ever. And the one you had to have, you couldn't do. Crazy to think about. I saw an article. Let me get the snap hook first. And I want to get this article. Very well-written article. Coming up in a second. Snaphook, thanks for hanging on through the break, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Man, you need to get J-Dub to do the odds on which is more trustworthy, Tiger Woods driver or Jameis Winston with a woman. You know what I'm saying? My goodness. I mean, both are atrocious. There's no doubt about it.
Awful.
It's awful.
Can't hit it. Can't keep it between the trees.
No. And when you're duck hooking a 2-iron off the tee, brother, you're having a bad day.
Yep.
A bad day.
He hit two of the worst iron shots off tees you can hit. Awful.
Awful. And into hazards.
Yeah.
It's pitiful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying his 2-iron's a Uber driver, but, man, that was rough. You know what I'm saying?
Touche.
Are you shocked about the news from Jameis Winston?
No, and I'll make a case. I can do it now. Tampa knew what they were getting, and Tampa needs to go ahead and cut ties. I think – I don't know this. I don't know his salary. I don't know what his contract looks like. I read a couple places that the speculation is that they'll play him this year, but they will release him at the end of this year, or they won't re-sign him, whatever his contract comes up kind of a thing. I don't even know where he is in his contracts. But – here's the thing, Snaphook. Let me put it in my normal analogy self. If you hired a guy who straight out of college was a deacon at church, somebody who you knew the family well, kid never been in trouble, and the kid embezzled money from you, then you know what? Bad luck, bad deal. He might have gotten some drug issues, might have gotten some family issues, needed some money, whatever. That's not your fault. If you hired a guy out of prison for embezzling money, and you hired him in a company and embezzled money again, shame on you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers knew what kind of person they were getting in Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, for 3 years at Florida State, showed you who he is. He had every opportunity in the world to show you something different, and he didn't. People don't change. I'm watching this Yellowstone this show on TV now. And one of the things, look, men don't change. People don't change. Jameis Winston knows, you knew going into it exactly who he was, and all he has done is shown you. So the face of your franchise, on your tickets, on your programs, on your souvenir cups, on your billboards around town, on your flyers, on your ticket, season ticket applications, on your jerseys around. Little kids are wearing Jameis Winston jerseys now. That's who you chose to be the face of your franchise. Shame on you. Now, you made the mistake. Cut ties now, admit the mistake, and get rid of him.
Yep. The 4-game suspension is not going to fix it.
No.
Not going to fix it.
Three, but no. Close. No, no, not.
I mean, he's had a slap on the wrist his whole life. Why change it now?
Yeah, that's just it. We continue to give the guy chance after chance after chance after chance. And you know what he does with it? You know what? People make mistakes all the time. People make mistakes every single day. And a lot of people out there learn from their mistakes and they move on. We all make mistakes. And making a mistake a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth time, whatever. A lot of us move on and a lot of us learn from it and a lot of us get better as a result of it. But this guy, he doesn't.
Because there's no consequences.
Right.
There's no consequences.
This is exactly right. It's a good point.
Have a good one, fellas.
Thank you, Snaphook. Zach, I'm going to bring you in here. You're my NFL correspondent. Your thoughts?
The Bucs have already picked up his option for next year. They did it before all this happened.
Didn't know that.
And whether they honor that and keep him on the roster is it remains to be seen. There is speculation that they will not do that. They will let him play this year and be done with it. He's still on his rookie contract, so any next contract that they dish out would be you know, bigger and much more committed to this guy. And I think you're all over it. Why would you commit money and effort and time with, you know, publicity and all this stuff to a guy who, quite frankly, doesn't take it seriously? A guy who time and time again has dropped the ball publicly and personally and privately. He cannot keep himself out of trouble and out of these situations with women. This is his first thing in the NFL. Obviously, at Florida State, we all know what happened at Florida State, the rape allegation at Florida State, you know, all this absolute nonsense that he got himself into. And nobody should be surprised. Nobody should be surprised of what's happening with Jameis Winston. He'll take his four games or three games, and he'll play the rest of the season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why?
Because they'll play him.
But why?
Because that's what they'll do. I'm telling you right now. Just like the Cowboys played Ezekiel Elliott last year, they're going to play Jameis Winston. There's no doubt in my mind.
Let me be 100% clear on this.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather lose every game I ever play for the rest of my life without Jameis Winston than win every game with him. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't. I don't want to be a. I know your friends. I met a couple of your best friends and your family members. I know who you hang out with. That's who you want to be associated with.
Sure.
I met Kristen. I met your brother. I met Jamon. That's the people you hang out with. Mm-hmm. Those are your people.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to hang out with them. You choose. That's who you want to be associated with.
Absolutely. They're good people.
And I commend you on that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have chosen to be associated with Jameis Winston. And the pictures, the autographs, the like I said, tickets, like program covers, souvenir cups, billboards, season ticket applications, jerseys. That's it.
They invested everything into this guy.
Right. But they knew going in. You know, let me say that next year Myles Gaskin at Washington gets drafted by the Chiefs and so far, I don't know anything bad about the guy, and he makes a mistake and does something really bad, and you go, man, that's a bad deal by the Chiefs. That's a bad deal. Sorry. He didn't. There was nothing in his past that showed us that. Money can change people. Sometimes people make mistakes. You know, who knows? We didn't know. The Buccaneers knew. Texas said, what did he do? He's been accused of a sexual assault kind of a thing on a Uber driver.
2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, out in Tucson.
And by the way, he's lied about it because his friend said he was alone in the car with her.
He lied about it, his friend lied about it, and right. The other guy has disputed this story, saying he was alone in the car, saying him and Ronald Darby, the Eagles cornerback, put him in the car by himself.
Right.
The Uber driver did not file charges. She has not filed charges since. She reported it to Uber. They banned him from their service, and then eventually it was brought to the NFL's attention in the fall, and it's taken from November for the NFL to do an investigation, and here we are at a 3-game suspension for Jameis Winston.
How about this right here? Did you see a statement yesterday?
I saw that he wasn't going to appeal it.
This gets my blood pressure up. Quote, first and foremost, I'd like to say I'm sorry to the Uber driver for my position I put you in. It is uncharacteristic of me, and I genuinely apologize. I apologize to my teammates, the Buccaneers organization, and fans for letting them down and for not being able to be out there first three games of the season. Although I'm disappointed in NFL's decision, I understand the NFL's process, and I embrace this as an opportunity to take advantage of the resources available to help me achieve my goals I've set for myself. I hold myself to a higher standard on and off the field. He's eliminated drinking alcohol, he says. How about this, though, when he said in that quote?
It's uncharacteristic of me?
Uncharacteristic of me.
That's who you are, man. Yeah. That's who you are.
Yeah. If anything, this is characteristic of him.
This is right on it. This is nail on the head. This is not anything different than what we expected from Jameis Winston.
Were you? I'll go a step farther. Or I'll clarify it even more. Were you shocked when you read the story?
No.
If this was Tom Brady, would you have been shocked?
Stunned.
If this was Eli Manning, would have been shocked?
Stunned. If this is Deshaun Watson, you're stunned. If this is any quarterback in the NFL, Marcus Mariota, you're
shocked.
Stunned. You're absolutely blown away. But this is Jameis Winston, and you go, oh, is this the same thing for Florida State?
Yeah.
Is that what that is, this coming back again?
Yeah.
This is who you are.
Yep.
This is what Tampa Bay Buccaneers decided to draft.
Yep.
This is who Florida State decided to keep enrolled at school after a rape allegation.
Yep.
I mean, come on!
Stealing, standing up, yelling obscenities. After being, you know, all continued to just get by pass after pass after pass.
And he's going to play this year. He's going to go through preseason. He's going to go through training camp.
Yep.
He can't play any preseason games. I don't think he can play preseason games, but even if he does, he's going to take advantage of time with the team.
Yep.
He'll miss three games. Fitzpatrick will start three, and he'll go for it.
Yep. Absolutely.
And it's a shame. It's an absolute shame.
But again, to be clear, the Bucs knew that's why you can't take these risks. If you draft Johnny Manziel and he gets in trouble, shame on you.
Uncharacteristic.
How about this? I hold myself to a higher standard on and off the field.
No, you don't. You put women in these situations where you take advantage of them. You cheat on your now fiance or wife, whatever she is at this point. You're a joke of a human being. You don't deserve to be in the NFL in the spotlight as an idol to these kids that look up to you every single day in that area. It's an absolute abomination if he's on the roster for a day further.
I love it. Jinx Eaton Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We'd love to have you come back. Hour number three. Hey, that's great South Carolina article, too, in hour number three.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer. By